טוב, יאיץ. Yes, that this year Purim is all different than other years. Called Purim Mishulish, since his vav is on Shabbos. So there are many, many different things that are different because of that. This year, I try that since we finish Zimun anyway, instead of going to something else, we'll talk about some of the shows, maybe this will be next week. So first of all, what stated in the Gemara, and only thing that perhaps without dispute in front of the shows, and everything else is Machlokes, is Kriyas Megillah. And that the Gemara says two reasons why Purim Shchalias B'Shabbos, you read Megillah on Friday. Even for so the Bnei Krochim, they're supposed to read on Hezvav, they read on Yidalit. There are two reasons the Gemara given for that. One is the more famous reason, that Gezer Derabba, that Hako Chayav Mikim Megillah, Vein Hako Bakin, the Gzer Shem Yael Chay Sabaki, Vayomai, behind the time of the Shaifer, behind the time of the Lulav, famous Gzer the Rabba. Rabbi Yosef, in the Gemara, has another reason. Rabbi Yosef says the reason is, Afish Aneim Shalaniyim, Tluyes Mikra Megillah, since the Aniyim are expecting Matanas Lavyayinim when Megillah is read, so therefore, we don't want to disappoint Aniyim on Shabbos, and therefore, we read the Megillah on Friday. Now, there's a famous Tori Evan wants a taina that there's an afkamina between the reason of Rabba and the reason of Rabbi Yosef. If you're Rabba, then on Purim Shchalias B'Shabbos and the Kriyas Megillah of Erev Shabbos is only Midrabbanan. This is a Gezerah D'Rabba. It's a later Gezerah. So it's a later Gezerah D'Rabba. Memeila, besides the Ikat Bekan of Megillah, supposed to be in Tezvah. Elamai later on, the Chum came along and made a Gezerah D'Rabba. So now the Chiv Mikra Megillah and Yadalid is only D'Rabbanan. If that was part of Ikat Akana, if the Zman of Mikra Megillah on Purim Shchalias B'Shabbos Lebnei Krachim was Gufan Yidalit. That's the Chiddush of the Tori Evan. There is Mashmoyes and Rashi like that as well. Rashi says Megillah Datei. Rashi's lashon is Hoyo Betiknu Lemchachmi Yisrael Sha'acha Knesset Gedolah Lahaftim. Mashmoyes of Rashi is that the takana of Kriyas Megillah, the Yom Yedalit, is a later takana. And therefore, it might only be the Rabbanan, according to Cheshbin of the Tori Evan. Shengi Ikam Mikra Megillah is the Raisa. Rashi was metiknulem mechachmi yisrael sha'acha knesset gedolah lahaftim mishum derabba. So that's the chiddush of the Tori Evan. So fizeh.
Stronger derabbanan.
No, Megillah is more chomer because it's in divrei kabbalah, and in Mashenkin this is regular derabbanan. So fizeh the poskim adan could be the zman of nafkamina l'maisa. What's the din? We got to be a ben krach. Can be mighty a ben ear on Yudalit. So here's one time where we have the same Megillah. So can be mighty. Now in a regular year, this is machlokes ha'paiskim, whether a ben krach could be mighty a ben ir. The sheet of the pri chadash is they cannot be ma'iti a ben ir because he's not considered a mechuyi b'davar. In order to be ma'iti, he has to be mechuyi b'davar. Since today it's not his chiyuv to read, he's not mechuyi b'davar, he can read. Other places can argue and say, since he's mechuyi b'davar nikar mitzvah, he's considered a mechuyi b'davar. That has to do with the tesis in Yevamos, Vidalan and Beis, and Sugya of what it's going to do, the Yishalmi, the whole discussion has to do with also in the beginning of Megillah, in the beginning of Megillah, where the B'nai Kfarim used to be Machtim, Liyem HaKnisa, and Yalzi Beis and Gimel. Now there the question is, who's going to land the Megillah for them? Some Rishonim say that the B'nai Ha'er will land for them, because these guys can't read, as Rashi said. See, according to Rashi, even though it's not the time for the B'nai Ha'er to lane in the Alpha Beis Gimel, still they can lane for the B'nai HaKfarim who are Makdim Liyayim HaKnisa. So that's a big shayla. Is that called Mechuyi B'Dov or not? The fact that you have to be Mechuyi in the Mitzvah, but not for today. Today is not your time. Is that called Mechuyi B'Dov? That's because the Taisa in Yidala brings out Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, the Ben Ir, Ein Maitzi Ben Krach, Chol Shein Mechuy, Vidot Ein Maitzi, Achei Ben Chavatam. The Taisa says, the Ben Ekfarim had to read themselves. The Ben Ekfarim that were Machtim, the Yemaknis had to read themselves. That's the big Shalom. Yishalmi, Machayinim, whether or not, when you have a different, your Chiv, you know, it's best, and you have the same Chiv in Mikra Megillah, just on a different day, whether or not, one can Maitzi the other. But over here is talking the Paiskim, the Mikra Kaish, that is down the Shire, the others. And over here, Lefi the Turi Evan, maybe it's worse. Because Lefi the Turi Evan, not maybe it's worse. Maybe if you hold it, you can't do it in a regular year, you might not even be able to do it over here. Again, here it's a better, because here you can put it when you dial it. But still, there might be a problem. You can't be ma'itzi ben krach and ben ir. Shail over here, when you mechuyev the ben krach, is mechuyev ben dal, can't be ma'itzi the ben ir. So that, with Fidu Turiyev, maybe it's a problem. Because Fidu Turiyev, and even though you mechuyev, you only mechuyev Rabbanan. So the question is, can a mechuyev Rabbanan be ma'itzi mechuyev in something with the Vikabal? That's the shail of the Pais. Some say it's a problem.
You say it's worse this year, because this year you have no chuyev whatsoever.
You know, you chiv the Kabbalah in a row. You're mechuyev in the Divrei Kabbalah. Here, you're not. Okay, I hear. Oh, but the Mekrei Kodesh, the Pesach and Siman Nun, is in Daik from the Yishalmi that the Yishalmi says, Yishalmi has a kasha. They were makdim liyam haknisa for kriyas haTorah, according to Yishalmi. Rash says, but the dinim of the Yishalmi says, the kfarim that came into the city, especially Yishalmi, but the chi of Kriyas Torah is the kind of Ezra, which is later. The kind of Kriyas Torah is a later takana, after the story of Purim. How could you have it that they're able to mock them? So Yishalmi answers, Misha Siddha Mishnah Samcha LeMikra. Very ambiguous answer. Whoever wrote the Mishnah was Simach on the Pasuk, and the Gemara, and also the Megillah Daf Bei, the Gemara is Joshua, the Menayim, and the Gemara Darshins, that you can read Megillah, Yerach Beis, and Yimel. So Rabbi Pesach wants to say that Pshat and Yushalmi is, it was Moslem L'Chachamim. We have a concept, even on the Rises, of Moslem L'Chachamim. Melechem Cholamay, Lefi Sam Rishainim, because some Gemara is Mashmat Deraisa, yet we find Kulis. Also the Gimel Inuyim, Yom Kippur. Some are showing him Mechoyiv Lez Deraisa Rabbanan. Again, because we find Kulis, some are showing him say it's Deraisa, but it's Matzal Chachamim to decide when yeah, when not. So here also, there's the same concept with Matzal Chachamim, meaning here was a Chachamim, it was Matzal Chachamim. But the Mesachnim of Mikra Megillah, Chatchila, They gave it over to the Chachmei Adaris to decide within these days when to win Megillah. And Melech, the Khan of Kfarim, Emerson has the Samchut of the original Takanim. So Melech sees that and wants to say, who are Dilla Gabe Rosh Chal B'Shabbos, that this Wilayim Dalid is Mikra Takana because of Maslach Chama, and Melech has a status of Divrei Kabbalah. And the Mela, there's no problem of a Ben Krach being made to a Ben Ir. Chut Mizeh, Sev Hilch Chag B'Chag, being down from the Shuvah Binyan Shlema, Shlema Kaim Mizolna, Baal, what do you write in the back of the Gemara? Baal Cheshek Shlema. He argues, supposedly in the Tereyavim, I looked at it, was very long Shuvah, I didn't really see exactly what he argues. He brings down the argues B'chal on the side of the Tereyavim. Tereyavim says that it's only in the Rabbanon, you know, you know, since only there the rabbi, it's a later gzeira, and he argues in the Holy Site, it really is no difference between Ben Krach reading your Dalit or Ben Ir reading your Dalit. One thing he writes over there, he wants to say that we mentioned before, Machoy's Prim Gadon Prichadosh, where the Ben Krach is related to Ben Ir, so he wants to tie in the Yilfi to Prichadosh. That a Ben Krach cannot be made to Ben Ir, not considered a Mechuyi B'Dover. But over here, even though it's only Mechuyi B'Dover Rabbanon, maybe that'll be enough. There's a far like that. There's a Rashi in Brachas, that Memches, that Be'er Rabbanon, he made to the right, Rashi is Mechuyi B'Dover Krinim Be'er. So the Bethlehem has been a variable. After she has a Mechuyi, he has to be Mechuyi B'Dover. It's good to be enough to be Mechuyi B'Dover in Rabbanon, maybe it's enough to be Mechuyi B'Dover. Probably with Ma'aseh Chayav Pasulayim, we hold that Mechuyi Rabbanon can't be Ma'aseh Mechuyi Zerayis. So it's not so partial that even Pichayav should be Ma'aseh, but upon him, there are Stodim here, L'Hakol, a Stodim L'Hakol. For Ma'aseh, obviously it's better that a Ben Ir should not be Ma'aseh with a Ben Krach. But the other way, they could be Ma'aseh, Ben Ir could be Ma'aseh Ben Krach. Child is Ben Krach, be made to Ben Ir. If you go to Bnei Brak, well, we'll see that rather soon. If you go to Bnei Brak, when you know what it's going to be. Now, there might be another Nafkamina in the Shiloh of the Tereyavim, and that is whether it's considered Bizmanai. That's also Gemara and Megillah. The Lach is, there's a chilut between Kriya Bizmanoi and Kriya Shloi Bizmanoi. Kriya Bizmanoi is even be Yechidus. Kriya Shloi Bizmanoi needs Asara. Kriya Shloi Bizmanoi needs Asara. What called Kriya Shloi Bizmanoi? So Rashi says, can go in Kfar Magim Yom HaKnitsa and can raise all Basara at Bina Pirsa Manas. And the Rambam says as well, Kol Eilush Magdim of the Kairim Kaidim Yud Dalid, Pesach Diyak, Ein Kairim Elo Beyud, Smashma the Din, the Shloib is Mana, they need a Sara, is Dafka of Yuring before Yud Dalid. But Sivan or the Bnei Kfarim, Shmagdim of Yamaknisa, that goes Shloib is Mana, need a Sara. But Ben Krach, on Purim Shalit for Shabbat, that's reading on Yud Dalid, like the Bnei Eir, then that's called Bizmanai and no din of Yom HaKnitsa. Other Rishonim say not like that. That even the Bnei Kfarim, the Bnei Krachim, Shemadimim, the Yidalid, from Shalayis B'Shabbos, that's also called Shalay Bizmanai, and you need to start. So, Ramayat Mishbura says, in Siman Tafay Tzadis of Kotan Samachalas, that he partnered with Pichadosh, that a Yachid cannot make a bracha, Mikra Megillah, a Ben Krach, And Yidalah cannot make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. Now, so it's interesting. The Sharetzian is toilet. The Sharetzian by making a bracha is toilet because the Machlech is showing him whether or not the din of Enkarnes Basar Shlev is mana. Is that ma'akiv? Or is that just a chathchila? Therefore, the halacha is that this was chathchila vadi nirastara. Shailah b'di'eved, if it's not ma'akiv b'di'eved, then you can make a bracha. That's ma'akiv b'di'eved. This Mishmur says, the ma'akiv is not to make a bracha. But truth of the matter is, all this is only if you love b'di'eved, if you Rashi, the din of Asara, Shleb is Manu, is only talking about B'nai Kfarim, Shmagim, Le'am HaKnisa. And this also might have to do with the Turi Eben Shiloh. Because the fi the Turi Eben, the fi Rabbah, that's Le'at HaKana, then it's Mustaber, that might be considered Shleb is Manu. But fi Rabbi Yosef, if the Turi Eben says, the fi Rabbi Yosef, it's Le'at HaKana, now with Le'at HaKana, then you can't say it's Shleb is Manu. So that's the Turi Eben's question, his plea to Mechleges Rabban of Yosef, whether Megillah on Yedalah for Ben Krach, Tezosh Chalit B'Shabbat, is a new takana or it's the old takana, that might impact on this question whether it's called Bezmana Shalit Bezmana, which in Afkamina will be Gabi Asara. Now, this din, they need Asara. Shaila is, someone told me this, the Bekuach between Chazanish and Biskarov, I didn't see it inside, that Shaila is, the mail this year, where you were laying down, Shaila is, if you miss the word, and you want to say it, you want to say it yourself, right, the question is, can you be mashal in that word? If you hold that considered Shalai Bizmanai, and you need Asara, so then when you read that word that you missed, that's not called Basara, Pashtus, because you're not saying it aloud, 10 people aren't hearing you. I'm saying you're just saying it to yourself. So if you hold that this year is considered Shleib is Mana, and you need Asara, so then for you to be mashal that word by yourself, I think the Chambers Garov, you can't do it, because. What? Same as bringing along. Right. Those, even if you have a kashrut megillah, some of them want to have a kashrut megillah and they want to read along to make sure they're yaretzei, it's not the problem. Because if you're reading along, then you might not be hearing the shots. What? Oh, yeah? Okay. Couldn't find my notes from the shul, so I don't know what it said. So, see there. There might be a problem. Suppose the Chazanish says that's not a problem. Now, the truth of the matter is that if you miss one word, I just heard now from a cooler from Aviashiv that Aviashiv supposed to hold that if you miss the word here and there, but as long as the general Indian you did hear, so therefore you might say. The mamash, very often, you know, sometimes you'll space out, you're not sure if you actually heard it or not, your fingers fell in the place, the man's right, they did hear it, some unconscious level you did hear. So the Yashin holds that if you miss the word here and there, as long as you heard the general Indian, that's okay. Vav the kula. You know, Shem Ramesh, they say not like that, Ramesh, if you miss the word, you have to hear again. Back upon him. So even if you want to be machmal good girls and can't say it long, but if you do say it, so there you have another suffix over here that the fear of Yashiv, but we didn't have to say it. If you do say it, then anyway, it's not the pasha that you need. It's called shleb is mana that you need a sara. So therefore, at the end, it certainly it was worth if you do say. And then we have another shalim good girls. So you know, but the end, it certainly, if you say, you wouldn't have to say over again. Even if you want to be chayshish for the bitgrav, because even if it's bitgrav, it's a suffix. That's mafuriyay say, because because we just said the Rashi and the Rambam Moshul stuff is considered as manai. If you don't have them, it's also considered as manai. So there's many, many stodim over here, Lakula. So therefore, but the Eved certainly, if you set along, you'd be like, if the Chachil to say along the whole thing, then maybe it's Kedai to the Chayshish, to the Bitzkarov, that you need a Sarah, it's not called a Sarah, and not to do that. But if you miss the word, it's certainly Mokoyim
Lahakom. How is it different than learning by Sarah? Like, maybe there is someone from that. But then you can do
it
yourself
because
you can
do it
to me, but letting also you can also. So you have a similar sort of idea.
No, what's the question?
So,
why
wouldn't you be
yours
from the same angle? No,
I was. But we said over
here that you need that sarah.
Right.
Right,
and we
said it's a
shash,
you want
to
be
yours. Right, if you say it yourself.
Well, like, Rabbi said one time that you can do it by yourself.
Let me do it by yourself.
You know, like, I see you miss a word, whatever, but you're reading with the house and you don't hear everything.
I don't remember saying that. Now, Grada, there is a chiluk between Laning and Mitzvah Megill, Gabi Zinav Atzara. It's very like a ran. And this is Mamash Negei Lamai. The question is the ten that you need, which could be Negei very much Lamai. So, let's say a guy was under influence. Time of Megillah, or you know, he's not a hangover, whatever it is, and he wakes up and he has to hear Megillah today. The question is, he has to gather Asara. The question is, he can't find another 10, another 9 drunks that didn't hear the Megillah either, so what does he do? That halacha is, you don't need 10 that are Mechuyiv, that didn't hear the Megillah yet. You only need 10 people. Why? That is the Ram that says, there's a fundamental chiluk between Asara by Mikra Megillah and Asara by Kriyas HaTorah. The Ran says
you only need one guy though who's drunk, you get the other 9.
We need one that's Mechuyiv. The Ran discusses the Balmor's Raya. The Ran discusses Balmor's Raya because it can't be that 10 is Ma'akiv. Because we don't find the Mikra Megillah by Asara in the Mishnah when it lists all the things that need Mikra Megillah Asara. Kaddish, Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, all these things need Asara. It doesn't mention Mikra Megillah, Elamai, Zuchana Ma'akev. That's the Baal Maz Raya. The Ran is Zaycha, the Raya. The Ran says that over there, all those things are Chayvet HaTzibur. And therefore, since Chayvet HaTzibur, so they need a tibur that's chayiv. We need at least a rive of the tibur that's chayiv. But Mikra Megillah, this they need 10 as well as Pesumenisa. If you don't have Pesumenisa, that's why there's more on that list. Since you don't have Pesumenisa, but it's a male, it's not a rive, it's not Ma'akev. Why don't I tell you it's Ma'akev? Why isn't it in that list? Because that list, Mikra Megillah doesn't belong in that list. Mikra Megillah is a chayiv as yachid. And this Yini 10 is only Pesumin Yisra. The male chakras, but that it's Ma'akiv God. But it's not in the Mishnah. With Derech Agav, this Ran, Chayimwan Migaraya, Tabitha Vashayel of Kriyas Taylor, Chayvis Yachad, Chayvis Sibur, one Migaraya from this Ran is Chayvis Sibur. Bakapanim, Mikra Megillah does not require 10 that were not Yaitse. As long as he's laying the Megillah in front of 10, she happens to Menisa, then Yaitse is in of Shlod Bizmana that requires Asara. Not enough Gemina, perhaps, place can say, that the Rizva. The Rizva says, Marshall, normally we have Asara, his Torah, Kaddish, Kedusha, all these things, you need 10 together. You need 10 together in one room. Otherwise, they can't miss the Ha'af La'asara. But Mikra Megillah, he's only have 10 in one room. You only have 10 people that are hearing it. If you're talking, that you say, because the whole thing is Psumanisa. Since the whole thing is Psumanisa, Me'elot is not Halacha, there have to be 10 together. Only 10 people are hearing it. Some are outside, some are here, some are there. That would be okay as well.
Does the Dafka have to be 10 men?
Could it just be 10
people?
Oh, so that's the Shaila that I once discussed. Right, that's the gay. If you have 10 women, you can make a kriyas. No, don't listen to gay ideas. Make a kriyas megillah for women. The shayla is if you hold the shayla bizmana and they need that tzara. So this might be another afnin also. I didn't look into that now, but I think last time we discussed this, that the zikha pashmin say that, you know, the woman makes the bracha. The right, question is though, but if shayla bizmana and tzara, is it going to say you have a tzara? This would be nina tzara. Out like other things, then 10 women don't make a minion. If you hold it's only a psumenitza, then it's itachin that 10 women is considered psumenitza, and therefore they'll be able to make a bracha. Even if you hold it's shvabizmana, you need a sara in order to make a bracha.
Can it be counted?
No. For sure not.
Assuming it's that
women
can?
Yeah, women also chayav. Psumenitza for women. Maybe. Check this out right this year, but I think it's looking at a couple from last time, at least that there are some that say that.
Well,
it's probably preferable to come to Minyan of Asara, but I think the Yeshal Milishmach, to land even there with a bracha.
How is that going to go up to
Minyan? I mean, that's, have you learned the stuff from McGill? I mean, that's what McGill is all about.
I know, but
how
is
the
thing with fire? You know, like, what? It's not like we
have a chronicle. Like, yes, you are. You're reading the story. That's from Minyan.
No, but I don't think it's fire to other people.
You're being fire to the people that are listening.
I know. I'm saying everyone's listening knows about the name.
And their Hanukkah. What's that? And their Hanukkah. And their Hanukkah. Who have you been passing that for?
In the Gaim.
In the Gaim. First of all, the child is out of the suminisa for Gaim b'chal. Because if a guy lives amongst Gaim, then he can make a bracha in their Hanukkah. No, the answer is no, he can't. If you live amongst Gaim, you can't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha in their Hanukkah. You're the only Jew among Gentiles.
Where?
Let's think. Which city in America only has the guy? What do you want?
If you're a Jew and you're living amongst tons of guys, you don't make a bracha.
I think Lalach, you don't make a bracha yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Even
if it's Malay, they don't make a bracha. Okay, fine. We're not learning this Hanukkah now. The point is, Pesumi Nisa is not just for someone who doesn't know about it. Pesumi Nisa is for someone who knows about it. And if you live in Yerushalayim and there's no Goyim walking around, then you know you can't make a bracha on the Hanukkah because there's no Pesumenitza. There's Pesumenitza. Not only for people who don't know about the net. Oh, the point. Another Nafka Minatory Avon might be, this is a very interesting question, Agabe, because the Paiskim are done, a cotton Shehigdil, yes, this is a district about last time, that, this I do remember I spoke about last time, a cotton Shehigdil, A couple came by mitzvah on Shabbos of Purim. So the question is, so the Chachme, if the Pesach living down from Yitzchak and Sonnenfeld, the Shem the Chachme Yishalayim, they paskin the Katan Shehigdil, reads Megillah on Shabbos Tesvav. Now, what's the logic that? So again, Vaisa, the Cheshek Shleima is Tylus in Machloikas Rabban Rabbi Yaisa, like Tori Evan. Cheshek Shleima Megillah is Tylus in Machloikas Rabban Rabbi Yaisa. She says, we'll see Rabba, that on Yom Shishi's only Rabbanon, so now then Shabbos, you became Machoyev, Midivre Kabbalah, so you have to read again. I did Zer the Rabba. So you can't read it. So the Chayim want to say, Makidua, there's a big question in the Rishayim. Mila. Why is it Zer the Rabba? Mila is Berach Hashat. Why is it Zer the Rabba? So, the same as Taz, in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, in Yeredeya, in Chayim, there's Taz says the Yipsai, that somebody that's Mefurish Mekra, then Chazal can't or won't answer. I remember in the Makar, there's a smach for the Taz in the Meiri in Megillah, that in the discussion of this question of Mila, one of the places the Taz says is the Gabi Mila. If his Taz says Biyamifel B'Shabbes, so therefore there's no Gezer Derab. That's one Taz from the Shayna. Other Shayna answer that what does the Gemara say? The Gemara always prefaces Gezer Derab, Hakal Chayavim B'Shayfer, Hakal Chayavim B'Megillah. They're not called Begin. Gezer Hashem Arenu Darab B'Shayfer Rab. Says the Ran, that's only when everyone is doing the mitzvah together. But if you have one yachid that's doing the mitzvah, so then there's no gzeir d'rabba. So male by mila, you have yachid that's doing the mitzvah. There's no gzeir d'rabba. Someone will remind him. The male is on cheshek shleima. Over here, the child is just in the cotton. Just as one cotton shehigdil, since he's considered a yachid, so male there's no gzeir d'rabba. That's the cheshek shleima wants to say. Okay, as long as the father's not doing it, the father's doing it. But my could be whenever guys there. Normally the father does. It might have been they were never guys there.
What? Yeah, they were
guys. So the truth of the matter is, that they bring down from a sefer called Sefer Yehoshua, which is recently I found out, it was not much from the Gezeli Eilam, it's not a very well-known sefer, but it was someone that was Ben Dair of the Tzais and the Sivis and the Chamei Shleima, he used to write letters in the Beit Chayim. He was in that Dar, and somehow half a Talib the Mazma, full time Tzaddish of Heichel, some of his Sefer didn't become so popular. But when he's done a similar Shaila, what about someone was Nena, and couldn't read the Megillah on Friday? The question is, does he read on Shabbos? So they also was down with the Ran. Now Peter Ran, since it's just a Yochid, maybe he should read it on Shabbos. And then he says, no, Mila, Mulchatchila, it's only for a Yochid. So Mela, they're never geyser. Shankar over here they were geyser. So Mela, we don't say there's no Gzer Rabba. Now, we got a cotton, so Tipesach, in the Kerakarism in days, he takes issue with the Cheshek Shleima on 2 points. First of all, this that the Cheshek Shleima is tailored with Vitor Yevin in Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, that we see Mephi Rabbi Yosef, that's in Divrei Kabbalah, then there's no problem. That he says, why is that so pashut? You need to tell me that on Friday was in Divrei Kabbalah. Why is that so pashit that now when he became a gadol on Tes Vav, then he's a Yaisa? For the Moshul, we had the famous of Feger. Feger's Mesupik, we mentioned a few times already. Feger's Mesupik, if a cotton ate, and then before his bar mitzvah, then he became a gadol, so now he's still in a massive of Kadei Tzviya. Feger's Mesupik maybe has to bench again. He knew he already benched. He already benches the cotton. Craig and Masupik, maybe since he only benches the cotton on Rabbanon, maybe he can't bench again. So you see that even though he did whatever he was Mechuyev did before, but now they call him Mechuyev in the Naisa, he's Chayev again. Meidach Yitza, this is a Magen Avraham, brings down the Mardechai, the Gabi Asuma. Always knowing Chayav Rabbanan can relate to his family. He handles over there whether someone that Kabbal Shabbos, the old Sefer Shabbos on Rabbanan, how could you be Yetzir Kiddush the Raisa? So he says that since when you made the Kiddush, in other words, if you hold the Mechuyav Rabbanan, you can relate to the Mechuyav Raisa. So when you made the Kiddush Friday afternoon, even though it's only Rabbanan, so that can be made to yourself in the Chiyuv the Raisa that comes later, which is half of the Chiddush. You know, the Chiyuv is not made to the Raisa, only when the Raisa is here, but to make the Chiyuv the Raisa, which is going to come afterwards. Pashas not. If the parents that had another time, yeah, if you
have a summa, if you go to the gym and you have to read, you can say a bar, it's not like waiting.
No.
Then,
you need to ask them to have a
child. No, but then you have to read, you have to be looking at the words to read it, no?
Your yaitzeh from the chaz is reading to have a
ksav. I don't know how, but I thought they were saying the shalom can be mostly.
What? Is Mordechai not talking about Kiddush? How can you make the sound like Kiddush? It's not the Mordechai. 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 Now, Rav Tiferes has another question. And he says, why are we more worried about the cotton than anybody else? Because Chazal were like the Mitzvah Megillah. And they said to read it on Friday. So just because he became a gadol on Shabbos, therefore what? Everyone was going to Mekayim Din Rabbanan, and they're not Mekayim their Din Divrei Kabbalah. So why the fact that Kotten first became Mekayim Din Divrei Kabbalah now, why should that make a difference?
He wasn't in the
Sakana. Who was in which Sakana?
He
was in the Sakana. In which Sakana? Of Zed Rabba?
No, they, yeah,
I said, but my the Chazal, because of their drama, were oiker the mitzvah of the Kabbalah and replaced it with the mitzvah of Rabbah for the Torah of the Rabbah. Yeah? So the Chazal says, they were oiker the mitzvah of the Kabbalah. So why should the Kabbalah think will be any different? That's the Pesach of Chazal and the whole Shaila. Now the part of it's interesting, this Torah Evan, the Taila, Machodesh Rabbah and Yosef, might have enough Kamino, Lagabe, Cotton Shehigdil, but my the most place in the family, Alocha, Cotton Shehigdil, or could be a Ger, Gerish is a guy also, does not have to lane the Megillah again on Shabbos. Okay. Now, the God made a din of Ben Krach, Shehalach Le'ir, or Ben Ir, Shehalach Le'Krach. So, in general, it's a very complicated, very complex issue, even in regular years. And it gets more complicated this year, because, the concept of Pazidiyayimi, if Ben Krach Shehalach Le'ir, it wasn't, he went there on Yedalid by night, it wasn't Daitei Lachzer until after the Shachar, then he didn't have the Chiyuv Megillah of a Prazi of Yedalid. Gradu Lefidu Chazanish, he has to have been there by Shkia as well of Yedalid. See most Paiskin, as long as he was there planning on being there, he's there before Alayis, planning on being there through Alayis, and he ready to come to the Mechir of Megillah of Yudalit. If he goes back to Yerushalayim, so then Emes and Mechir of Yerushalayim. Or in general, Ben Ir that goes to Yerushalayim for Tezvot, is the Mechodesh Yishayim, B'nai Bracha that comes to Yishayim for Tezvav. The Shaila is the Mechodesh again, because the Sheet of the Rosh, is that what Kaveya your status, is where you are on your Dalit. Kaveya status is where you are on your Dalit. The Mela, if on your Dalit you're in B'nai Bracha, you're in the air, in Prazi, so then, your status is a prazi, and even if you go to Yerushalayim for tenth vav, still you are a prazi. Other Yerushalayim hold no, that your status of a ben krach is only tenth vav. So if you were yidalid in Neba, and you came to Yerushalayim and you were there well tenth vav, you mechuyev as a ben tezva.
What happened?
This year or every year? not doing a regular year. So you're playing twice.
Playing twice.
Now, Lagabi laning twice in a regular year. So that, the Shulatari is the Sakrapsi Pesach. The time is that the only time that you can clear lane twice is either a B'nai Bracha that moves to Yerushalayim between Yidal and Hezvot, or if you have a bent ear that was a bent crop that was in the ear and he's coming back, then he lanes twice. But if you have a bent ear that goes to the crop, then he doesn't lane twice. That's the Pesach of the Pesach. Shem Zalman, other Zalman, say no, it's in that, you see, the Yerushalmi, it says the Chayach become Chayach twice, and the Chayach to become Patel Gamri. Because if it's the reverse, let's say you have a Ben Yerushalayim that goes to Ben Ebach Ayyad Dalit, so it could become Chayach Patel and Mitzvah Purim Bukhah. Right? So, the question is that talking about, what is that talking about? So, Kunjus Pesach, it's talking about a guy that moves in the middle, or a guy, Marshall, let's say, a B'nai Bracher, that was in Yerushalayim for your Dalit, and goes back to B'nai Bracher, says, well, he's Pesach. But the Yerushalmi, that goes to B'nai Bracher for your Dalit, and comes back, then he's Chayav twice. Shem Zalman, a lot of people argue, and they say that even B'nai Bracher goes to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim says, well, then he's Chayav also twice. So there could be, if you're in Leish, when that about. That, in a general year. Maccabi this year, it's a little more complicated. Maccabi this year, Shem Zalman Tain is that over here, this year, everybody's invited to the Rosh. What did the Rosh say again? The Rosh said that it's telling you dollars. The Rosh said it's telling you dollars. Right? So, wherever you are, you dial, that's Kaveya. So, see the Rosh. Let's say you have a Yerushalmi that goes to Bnei Brak, you dial, so he becomes a Ben Yidal. So, now, the question is this year, says the Shema Zalman, since we also lay Megillah on Yidalid, so therefore, this year, everyone holds that the Rosh that's calling Yidalid. Mela, we'll see that. If you have Yerushalmi that's in B'nai Brak for your dollar, or he's in Telstone for your dollar, so then he became Mechuyiv as a Ben Yudalid, and he's Potter as a Ben Tezvah. So even if he comes back to Yerushalayim, since Lefi the Rosh, in a general year, you don't become Mechuyiv again, because your status was hooked for on your dollar. And if this year we say everyone's mighty to the Rosh, says the Shema Zalman, so Mele Lefizeh, it's going to come out that your partner is head. You don't say the Mechuyiv twice. So Lefizeh, if guys are going to Bnei Bam and Tulsa on the first day, Lefizeh, it's not the Pashit that what they do when they come back. Because Moshe got a Al Nisim, so we say Al Nisim and Shabbos. So if he's there, the Fib Shem is Alman, he puts him Al Nisim. There are places that argue. There's in the Sefer Hilchot Chag B'Chag, of Karp, he says that Ben Krach that comes back for Shabbos, it was a Bnei Brak for Shabbos, goes back to Shlaim, it was a Bnei Brak for Friday, goes back to Shlaim for Shabbos. He's Chayim and Dine Purim of a Krach also. He's Daikin of the Psukim because the whole din of Tazi Ben Yayim, we learn now from Liat Oysim, Imea Purim, Mei Mishnah the Simcha. So the Psukim that tell me that Tazi Ben, that if you're in a different place, it's totally Mei Mishnah the Simcha, he wants to say. He says, Mela, since the Mishnah of Simcha we do on Sunday, or on Shabbat, the Mela is only Kriyas Megillah on Yidalit, the Mela, your status as a Ben Tezvav or Ben Yidalit is telling you Shabbat. So that's Mechlaikin tonight. So Mela, but the Fibu Shem Zalman, is telling you Yidalit. So therefore, in that situation, it's not so posh to me what you do about Al-Nizim. Since my Al-Nizim is not Makim and Tfilah, or Pashtun isn't benching either, you know, some say that on Shabbos, it is Makim, since you have to have Chiv Suda on Shabbos, that's not Pashtun's Mitzchah. So Meila, it could be you shouldn't say Al-Nizim in benching, in benching, or in Shemoneh Esrei, you say it maybe by saying the Rachamon, or say it by well, kind of thought. What? That, suffered. Not that much wrong. Now, if he's there also, let's say you have a Ben Krach that goes to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. Right. A couple lives here. In-laws' parents live in Bnei Brak. They go to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. So they hear your dalit. They're Bnei Brak for Shabbos. So what do they do? So few shem is almin. Right. Or a bach yeshiva goes to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. What? What's he thinking? So what does he do? So kodesh shem is almin. Since Leil Yudalid, he was in Yerushalayim, so he has the status of a Ben Krach. Memela, he didn't go to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. He has all dinim of a Ben Krach. That means he has to stay on Nisan in Bnei Brak on Shabbos. Probably the only one, and he has to have the Suda's Purim on Sunday if he stays over. And Mishloach Manos, all the Chiyuvim he has in Bnei Brak, he's really considered a Ben Tezvav. Now, got Mishloach Manos, he might have a bit of a problem. Because to give someone in Bnei Brak on Tezayin, is Ichana Pashit. If he's Pashit to make a Shliach, what? Say that. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. More, just, you know, the intercity Shloach Manos is. but Pashas, certainly in this case, when it's B'chol HaPurim for them, way past Purim, you should have maybe some Yishlayim, make a Shliach, someone should give Mishloach Manos some Yishlayim. Now, in the Likud Shlayim, in the bottom, they bring down from the Sefer Purim Mishulish, from the Shria Devlitsky, he quotes Rosh Hashanah, and they say that it's a misquote, that a Ben-Ir that goes back his city in Yidalid, he's potter from both. So if he had a Ben-Ir that was in Yishlayim Yidalid, it goes back to Bnei Brak for Shabbos, so he's potter from both. But they said, no, Kodesh Shem Narka can't be. Kodesh Shem Narka can't. He became Yishlayim as well. They have problems with that. Now, upon him, this is a very... The Yisrael Zikr Machlaik is over here. Is this year different? The Fisham Zalman is telling you Dalit. And all the Nafkamina is that comes close to that.
This is very.
What?
It's all Nafkamina.
Right, but we're Chayshish for all the Sheetahs. The Fisham Zalman says, here everyone's made like the Rosh. Here everyone's made like the Rosh. Okay, there will be Mamshach more this next week with other issues about Rachmanis, Rachavyainim, which day is Ikka day to do, you know, do all these things, do all 3 days, which day is what the Chiv is. The Tanchuma, this is Parsha, Parasias HaMishkan. It says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that they brought him all the melacha, and they brought him everything. They asked Moshe Chosh, Yisrael Hashem Ha'itzik, and Adim Chosh Rishim, Mashan Hashenis, V'yokam Moshe at the Mishkan, V'yitin et Adonav, V'yosem et Kroshav, V'yitin et Brichav, etc. So the Medrash says that after they finished the whole Mlech HaMishkan, they're waiting eagerly when they could finally build it. So they said, what are you guys waiting for? They came, people came to the Chachma Leim and said, what are you guys waiting for? Why should, you know, put up? We want the Shvaz HaShchina Leim. The mistake is the Shvaz HaShchina. Hey, Mavakshim Ma'amid, where are you hiding? Lechem Ma'amid, all the Chachma Leim, they managed to build the whole thing, they couldn't manage to put it together. Kshin Chachma Ma'amid, there's a Neifel, Yan Hochma Neifel, the Tower, Aliyah, Omrem, what happened to the Mishkan? You guys are the architects, you're the engineers, you guys come and put it together. Shema yetchem roi l'amay, miyad atzchil l'amidu lo yachlo. Atzchil l'mesichin, umramin, oimin, ro ma'atzulon ben amram, shahitif m'mayinu v'mishkan. What a waste of money. We spend all thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for this thing, and we went to Gantz Atircha to make it, and he tells Hashem is going to be yayinu, yayinu, v'shayinu, 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 what's going on? There's no Mishkan. What are you chayim or amidah? Ella says in the Tankuma, "Shai Moshe Neitzah Ashlein Shtat Yehu Iman V'Mlech Tam Mishkan." Keset and Dov Nosma Deitzro V'Mlech Nas Deivatal Aliyah. Ufi Shai Moshe Neitzah Helam Keshbaruch Mehem V'Hayu Chayim or Amidah. Given that Tichay Pneim Chomakan V'Chayim Amidah, they went to came to Moshe. They tried all avenues and they came to Moshe. Amma Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Ma She'amarta Lanu Atzinu, Kol Ma She'tivisanu, Litinu Hoyt, etc. We did it. Hashem Chasanu Shem Dava. There's, so Moshe Rabbeinu himself did it. So Moshe Meitzah, there's Amma. Amma Kesh Baruch, Visha Yitzah Meitzah, Shlehecho Atziyah, therefore, lo yuchlu oisna chama amida b'shulcha kadeh sheyed ka yitzrol shem al yodcha ene oimed shuv ene oimed oimed. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu went to be maimed. Am Moshe Rabbeinu, any day la amidim, I don't even know how to do it. Am le asoik b'yadecha v'ate mara la amidai v'u oimed me'ela v'ani kaisav alecha sh'ata haki moisa sh'nem aviv chay sh'rishan something just read hukam ha-mishkan. There it says hukam ha-mishkan. Mashmu is by itself. One place says Vayakum Mishkan Mishkan. The other place it says Hukam Mishkan. So Hashem told Moshe that you make believe as if you're doing it. You try your hardest, and it can happen by itself. And I'm going to write that you did it. Now, so Chayyur, from here, this measure, you see, in all of you, sorry. So, first of all, the concept of Siyat Shmai, that sometimes it's hard. Sometimes a person has a fun and a hard task. It's hard to sit and learn the whole Seder. It's hard not to battle. It's hard to learn when the guy next to you is battling, etc. But what's Kosh Baruch telling Moshe? He said, you try. You're right. You don't know how to do it. Try. And the Chiddush over here is, what does Hashem say? Hashem says, you're going to try, and the Maestro, you're not going to be able to do it. So what's going to happen? So Hashem will give you the Siyata Shmai. Now, but Hashem says, you know what? But in the right entire that you did it. Okay? It's a game, it's you know, publicity. Moshe Rabbeinu needs publicity as if he did it. Hashem's gonna lie, you know, he made the whole show over him. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying, and really happened by itself. Hashem will lie that he did it. Teretz is that since the Siyata Shemaya came about, either Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do something they couldn't do. So even though it was Siyata Shemaya, he might say, fine, at the end of the day, the Siyata Shemaya doesn't have his car. So when all the shmuz, and you know, you work very hard, you know, eventually you'll have the Siyata Shemaya, right? And you see it, and they, you know, many times, many bachrim, shracha bachrim, that shracha bachrim, they work their head off, and all of a sudden, there was a point when, like, all of a sudden, the guy's brain just opened, like, it was incredible. He see the Siyata Shemaya, the guy works his head off, and then he has that Shemaya. He said, "Say, but if he has that Shemaya, so he doesn't get the credit for it anyway." Elamai states on the Medrash that if you have a Shemai comes on a day that you are Yegeya, then it's Nikal Shemai. It's not a game over here. When the prophet says V'yokam Moshe HaMishkan, the Akshvach says that V'kar Al Shemcha, it means that you're going to get all the schar as if you did it yourself. Because since you made the effort and you tried, and by the that's going to bring the Siyat to Shemaya, but then when you have the Siyat to Shemaya, it's Nikal Shemai, and it's not considered that you did.